Welcome to the Go Live Your Story podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Elko. I'm a former journalist turned entrepreneur, and I believe that in both life and business, your story is your superpower. I'm on a mission to help you see that stories empower not only those who hear them, but those who share them. Because when you share your stories, you share more of your whole self. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, a newer business owner figuring things out, or a mom in car line, you're in the right place if you're looking to connect on a deeper level through shared experiences. Take a sip from your emotional support water bottle and let's dive into today's story. Welcome back to another episode of the Go Live Your Story podcast. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about the labels that we give ourselves, my multiple layoff stories, and attaching your identity to what you do and how that can be heartbreaking when you lose that. I have called myself a writer or a journalist for much of my adult life, and I attached heavily to those titles that I've given myself. It was my identity. The first thing you're ever asked when you meet someone new is, what do you do? And I loved that I had what I would consider a pretty cool answer to that question until I started being laid off from my jobs and having those titles ripped away from me. So let's dive into the story of my 3.5 layoffs over the course of my career. Layoff number one was probably the hardest, just because I had never been laid off before, so it was new territory. I was in my late 20s, still living at home and already not making the greatest salary, but I liked my job. I had moved from newspapers to online news, where I worked on the website at a TV newsroom. So I was in the TV newsroom, but I was working on the website side of things. I took what was said on the news shows and turned it into stories for the web. I feel like it was like a stepping stone to my next big move, where I would then make an even bigger salary and do even cooler things in the news industry. But the universe had other ideas. While I worked at the TV news station, our local NBC affiliate, I wasn't employed by the TV news station. I was employed by a third party who had a contract with the news station to do their website. So I was paid by a different company. I worked for a different company, and the company and the news station did not renew their contract. So I was laid off from that job. This was around 2008, I think, if I remember somewhat correctly. And it was like the recession. The housing bubble was crashing and like jobs were becoming limited. So while my resume I thought was great, I struggled to get a job after that. So that first layoff was soul crushing. I thought I was this cool person working in the news industry, and that was ripped away from me. I thought I was at the bottom of the ladder and about to rise in the news industry, and that was taken away from me. And I was in my late 20s and still living at home, and did not want to be living at home, but I had no money to move out. And I absolutely became depressed. There's no doubt about it now. Looking back, I don't think I realized it at the time, but I gained a ton of weight and I just hated everything. Like, everything sucked, and I wasn't getting a new job, and I was stuck living with my parents, and I wanted to start living my life. I felt like I was watching my friends grow and expand and get married or engaged or have babies or get dream jobs, and there I was losing my job and having no way of moving out of my parents' house, and had no prospects and no direction in my life. I felt less than. I no longer had a label. When someone would say, "Oh, what do you do for a living?" I had no answer. I actually joked with my friends for a period of time that I was a lady of leisure because I had no response. And I actually used that title, lady of leisure, on my other layoffs as well, just to make light of a situation that I was not happy in. I remember during that time running into a friend from high school in the supermarket, in the frozen foods section, and I was looking haggard. I had a baseball cap on, likely hadn't showered, like was not dressed well at all. And I ran into him and we were friends. Like, he was a great guy, very friendly. We were good friends in high school. Never an asshole, like a good guy. And we ran into each other in the frozen aisle. And he was like, "Oh my God, Court, like, how are you? How have you been? What are you doing? Right? What are you doing with your life? Like, what's new? What are you up to?" And I remember just panicking when he asked that question, because it's a natural question to ask when you haven't seen someone in a while. And I think I feel like he had a pretty prestigious career at the time. And I knew that, I think. I'm trying to remember, but he asked me, "What are you up to?" And I just remember like pulling down like the brim of my baseball cap to like cover my face and just like talked myself in a circle and didn't answer him. Like, I was just like, "Oh, you know, like I'm just hanging out, like doing things, just like whatever." And like, I did not answer him. I completely avoided the question and then circled it back to him and was just like, "But how about you? Like, I heard you're doing this, that, and the other thing." And he was like, "Yeah." Like, then he told me about his life. So I deflected the question and made him talk about himself instead of me talking about myself, because I had absolutely nothing to say in response to that question. And I remember leaving the supermarket that day just feeling so defeated. Like, wow, like, what is my life? Like, I can't even just answer the simple question of what are you doing with your life? So thankfully, I eventually did get a new job. And ironically, it was my manager at the news station. She had gotten a new job and was the manager at this new news website and invited me to come along as well, which was great. So I really liked her as a manager, and it was a pretty cool job. It was a startup, hyper local news company where it was an entire news website for specific towns across the country. So it was a large company, but it was only one person worked on one news website. So I was the face and the soul and the startup of a hyper local news website where I lived, and I did everything for this website. I found the news, I reported on the news, I wrote the news, I edited my stories, I did social media, which luckily wasn't as big at the time. I taught myself how to create video content and got really good at that. I did everything, and I built a brand, because the website didn't exist prior to me launching it. So I had to get the word out about what this website even was. People didn't understand what it was. So I had to explain all of that, get my face out there, get the website like known in the community, and then build trust with that community by reporting on news and being accurate and spotlighting people within the community. It was a highly stressful job. Absolutely. Looking back now, I'm like, wow, I did so many things in a day, every day, when it came to that job. It was definitely high stress. I mean, the news industry just automatically is high stress, but then to run a news website by yourself is even more high stress. But I was at least making a livable salary, and I was able to move out of my parents' house, and I got an apartment in the town that I reported on, and I still live there now. And it was good. I felt like, okay, I'm back. I got my title back. I'm journalist, I'm web editor, I'm doing all the things, and we're back on track and there's nowhere to go but up from here. But again, universe had other plans. So this was a national company. There were hyper-local news websites across the country, and we had like a corporate that like oversaw all the things, but it was also a startup. And it was a startup that turns out didn't make any money. So there were numerous rounds of layoffs and cuts because we continued to not make money in the very, very beginning before I even got there. They were spending so much money and it caught up to them because we weren't making money. I mean, it's hard to make money in the news industry. We put out a great product. Our communities loved what we were doing, but it just wasn't making money. I worked there for about 3 years. So after 3 years, my community very much knew who I was and loved what I was doing. And I made it into the last layoff, the last round of layoffs. I made it all the way to the end when they laid everyone off and sold the company because it wasn't making money. So they had to end it. So layoff number two, I told myself, was not going to be the same as the first one. I was not going to repeat history. I was not going to gain even more weight than I had during layoff number one. And I was not going to fall down a rabbit hole of depression again. I knew kind of what to expect from after having been laid off years earlier. And I didn't want the same things to happen during layoff number two. My ultimate goal during layoff number two was obviously to get another job, but I didn't want to lose my apartment. I refused to move back in with my parents. That would have sent me into a depression if I had to move back in with my parents. So every month, all I cared about was making rent. And I did the most random things to make sure I made rent every month. There was a period of time where I literally think I had like 7 jobs at one time, like doing the weirdest things. Like I started dog walking. That's when I had been dog walking earlier in my life. So I immediately went back to that, and that helped with not gaining weight. So there, and brought money in. So there was killing two birds with one stone. But I remember like I handed out Frisbees for money at like a community festival. I was paid to hand out Frisbees. I had very random gigs. I freelance wrote, obviously. I wrote random articles for random publications and just did random stuff just so I could make rent and continue to look for a new job. And layoff number two was the longest of all of my layoffs. I was laid off for well over a year. I want to say it may have been like a year and a half. And while it was a struggle, absolutely a struggle, layoff number two, but I felt like I handled it a lot better than I did with layoff number one. Like I knew what to expect. I knew what I had to do to get by. And all I wanted to do, all I needed to do was get by. And I did that. I think the job I had before layoff number two helped me to learn how to get things done. We did a little bit of everything in that news website job. So once I was laid off, I just continued to do the same thing. I'm like, okay, I'm handing out Frisbees. That's what we're doing today. And tomorrow I'm going to walk some dogs. And the next day I will do some freelance writing and some freelance social media work. And we're going to get it done and we're going to get by. And I was eventually rewarded with my dream job. I cried tears. I sobbed tears of such joy when I finally was told that I got the job. I had interviewed constantly for over a year and a half, or for about a year and a half, and I was always the runner-up at every job interview. There it was always came down to me and someone else, and the someone else was always the chosen person. So when I finally got
notice that you're hired. Oh my God. I distinctly remember just sobbing with tears of like gratitude and just hope that I did it. I made it through. I finally made it. That dream job was my travel job. I was a travel editor at a family travel website. I got to write and edit about travel. That was everything. I knew after layoff number two that I wanted to be out of the news industry. I was done with layoffs. The news industry isn't the most secure of career choices. So I stopped looking in the news industry. I was ready for a pivot. And I loved travel. I have such a passion for travel. And I thought, well, what if I could put the two together? So it was an absolute dream that I got to travel around and then write about it. So now I had the ultimate of titles, of labels. I was a travel writer. I mean, how cool is that title? People, anytime I would tell people, whoa, what do you do? Oh, I'm a travel writer. And the title sounds better than the actual job. I spent a lot of time sitting at a desk in an office. There was travel, but I wasn't like gallivanting around the world at all times. But I loved it. Now answering the question, I wish I could have gone back to that frozen food aisle when I ran into the high school friend and told him then, oh, what do you do? What have I been up to? Oh, I'm just traveling around and writing about things. I felt I had made it. This was it. This was where I was going to work for the rest of my life. This was the, I had made it. I was now making like an actual salary. I got to travel around. I loved the people who I worked with. So I wasn't leaving. We were here for life. In my opinion, I was like, okay, we're going to retire from here. And while there are always things that the negatives to jobs, it was a very good job. The perks were amazing. The work was great, but there was no growth at this company because no one leaves. So I definitely was getting bored after I was there for about 4 years, almost 5 years, I think. And I was starting to get bored. We were writing about the same things over and over again. And while it was a travel writing job, we weren't like, it wasn't like magical creative writing at all. We knew what worked. We knew how to make money, and we were doing it, and we were doing it on repeat. So there wasn't much room for creativity or growth at this company, but I got to travel on someone else's dime. So I had zero intentions of leaving this job, but yet again, that universe doing me dirty. It had other plans once again. So layoff number three, the pandemic layoff. Yeah, that one sucked. It definitely sucked. Because it sucked, and it also wasn't that bad at the same time, because I was so not alone. Like, so many other people were losing their jobs at that time. So I kind of felt like, all right, like, well, It's everybody around the world. It's happening to everyone. So it didn't feel like it was still soul crushing. It was soul crushing. I think because I didn't expect it. I mean, granted, we were in a pandemic, but at the time, we didn't really know how hardcore the pandemic was going to be. And it was the travel industry. The travel industry was gutted by the pandemic. And we were trying to just hang on until the pandemic was over, thinking it would only be like a couple weeks or a couple months. And we pivoted in the content we were creating to still try and like be relevant. And I thought that we would be furloughed or like laid off, and then we'll invite you back soon when things get better. But that was not the case, because it was such a big corporation. I was like, they can hold us. Like, we're good. But no, they were losing so much money daily that it was impossible for them to keep us. But the extra blow was that they also sold all of our websites. So that was a little more soul crushing. Like, I thought that at least our websites would still exist. We had a couple parent companies above us, and the biggest parent company owned a bunch of these content websites, which was one, I worked for one of those, and it sold off all of its content websites to try and save themselves. I mean, I get it. It sucks, but I do understand it a little bit. And they did try and take care of us. But to see your work again being taken away from you, it just really stinks. I think that's kind of part of it too, with both layoff number, all three layoffs. I lost my label and my title, but I also lost the work I had done, the work that I had poured my heart and soul into, the work that I had cried over and laughed over, all of this content that I had created for years was taken away. I mean, yes, it still exists somewhat. If you Google things, you can still find things, but like the hyperlocal news website, those websites still exist, but I built this beautiful website and it no longer looks anything like what I had created. The content is nothing like what it used to be when I worked there. And same with the travel websites. They still exist and my content is still there, but it's just not the same. And when the corporation sells the websites along with laying you off, it's just like, wow, like what did I do all of that work for? What was the meaning of it all? What was the point of creating all of that content, all of those stories, sharing all of those stories when now they just don't really exist? I mean, they do, but they don't. So while layoff number three was by no means fun, it actually, I knew it was time for a change. It made me pivot drastically. I didn't know it at the time, but I see it now, that I was done. I was done with corporations taking away my label, my title, my identity, and taking away my life's work. I was over it. I was done. We weren't going to be doing the same thing anymore. Now, I do say I have 3.5 layoffs because I did get another corporate job in the pandemic. I helped out a school in the pandemic and worked temporarily at a school during the pandemic. And it was a temporary position and they could have kept me on, but they did not keep me on. So technically I was laid off for what I'm calling a 0.5 time, half of a time. But it was, I accepted the role knowing it was temporary. So, and I hated that position. So I was very happy to leave there. I mean, the paycheck was great. I missed the paycheck immediately because we were still in a pandemic. But that just sealed the deal even more for me that it was time to start my own business. I had already been kind of dipping my toes into the idea of starting my own business before that 0.5 job. And after they let me go, I was like, yeah, like, okay, I hear you, universe, I hear you. So that's when I decided it was time to start my own business. And you can go back a couple episodes to hear that whole story. But I wanted to just circle back to the whole like labels that we self-impose on ourselves and how much it hurts when those get taken away, how heartbreaking it is when those get taken away. Since starting my own business and kind of reflecting back on these layoffs and the outcome of these, the repercussions of these layoffs and how I felt during these layoffs, and then the reasoning behind why I started my business was because I was tired of having my identity taken from me. I do think that I'm trying to not put as much weight into the title, into the label that I've given myself. Yes, I call myself an entrepreneur, a business owner, a coach, and it is who I am, but I do feel like I'm more than those labels. I feel like I am still a traveler. I still love to travel. Travel is still such a passion of mine, and that's just part of who I am. I can be a traveler without being a travel editor. I'm still a writer. I'm writing all the time. I might not be writing news articles or travel stories, but I'm constantly writing. So I'm still a writer, and it's who I am, despite it not being my job title anymore, technically. After 3.5 layoffs, I do feel like I'm trying to be conscious of not leaning extremely heavily on my title and my label. And that is something that I also try and help my clients with. I think women in general stick so closely to their titles, especially the title of mom and wife, entrepreneur, whatever your job title is. I think we all just attach to our titles. And I've seen what happens. It's when you lose those titles, when they get ripped away from you. And I'm not saying your title of mom or wife is going to get ripped away from you, but there could be a divorce in your life and your parent or your children will grow up at some point and you will pull back from that title of mom. It won't be the daily grind of mom life. So I think rounding out your whole self and looking at your whole self as of who you are and not leaning heavily on the titles that we impose on ourselves. I think that can help us when things happen, when there are struggles or setbacks in our lives. I think having a more well-rounded, okay, who am I? Who am I? I'm not just this title that I've given myself. And when you can answer the question of who am I, and you can answer the question in the frozen food aisle of, oh, what are you up to? And when you can actually answer it, even if you don't have a job or you're recently divorced or the kids are off of college, you can actually answer that question with confidence because you've led your whole life not leaning on a specific title, and you know who you are and you know your identity, your personal brand for who you are. I can now say for myself that while my title is business owner, entrepreneur, coach, I am also a storyteller, a content creator, a podcast host, a friend, a communicator, a connector of people, a community lover, a sarcastically funny person who wants to get to know people and hear their stories, and who wants to travel around and build a business and learn about different cultures and different people and hear as many stories and explore and learn as much as I can. I think that is who I am. I'm no longer just my title. I'm Courtney. So I would love it if you took some time today to answer the question of who you are beyond the title that you've given yourself. Who are you? Write some things down. See what comes up. Look back to who you were as a child growing up, past jobs that maybe you had. Maybe there was a part of one of the jobs that you've had in the past that is kind of part of who you are. Like for me, I was a travel editor, but travel is who I am, and writing is part of who I am. So take a look back and answer the question of who am I? It's a hard question to ask, I know, of yourself, but spend some time today and take a look back. Send me a message and let me know what you discover or uncover. I would love to hear your story of who you are.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, go live your story.